steps to the mic with a boom ping ping. Wisdom sharper than a bee's fierce sting. Words like fireflies that light the night. He turns the dark into blazing bright. Boom ping ping, the truth takes wing. Milwaukee's voice, let the city sing. Boom ping ping, hear the freedom ring. Sherwin's the king, all the airwaves king. The ground unveils the truth where lies abound. Politics, justice, social streams. He molds the chaos in the dreams. No silence here, just the sound of change. Boom, ping, ping, rearrange ya. Boom, ping, ping, the truth takes wing. Milwaukee's voice, let the city sing. Boom, ping, ping, hear the freedom ring. Sherwin's the king, or the airwaves king. Through the static, through the noise, he amplifies the people's voice. Boom, ping, ping, like a heartbeat's call. He's got the wisdom to break down walls. Yeah.
Welcome to the program. You've made it to Friday, August 28th, 2026. We covered a lot of ground this week. A lot of topics. They seem to be hovering around a couple of major themes, though, because these themes that we were discussing with great frequency, not just on this program, but really programs across the 1017 The Truth lineup, were just so rich that they made the discussion list pretty much all week. And it was a discussion of hip-hop music, the culture of hip-hop, how in a segregated city do we successfully bring people together. You know, there's a lot of establishments that are owned by non-black individuals. So if we want to go out and spend our entertainment discretionary income, or if you are a performer or a DJ, a lot of times your choices are limited racially. So a lot of us, black people, gravitate to different parts of the city. Even though those may have been parts of the city that were once prohibited, we can feel very comfortable in those spaces now. And I think that we maybe have taken that for granted. Until this list came out earlier this week that somebody is denying that management was in support of the list. Management hasn't made it known that they fired anybody who produced this list, which bans essentially three dozen hip-hop artists that are relatively popular with a younger set of hip-hop ears. And then it says that that same list that made all the controversy, no Milwaukee artists, and of all of that was said and discussed, it was the Milwaukee artist that really, really, really got upset. In fact, there was a brief interview, or maybe the interview was long, but I know the clip that we played on my program yesterday, which is rare for us. I don't really play a lot of video clips on this program, but I found that clip to be important. And again, it was on the topic that we have been discussing with great frequency this week, because Milwaukee is a city in which there are many cultures, but still some are not, let's say, appreciated like others are. But also there needs to be a reminder, and that is what happened this week with that list that the Garage came out with. Just because you are in a space and you feel comfortable there does not mean that the proprietors of that space ever intended for you to be there. And we as black people seem to think that our money that we have, the money that we spend, transcends how people feel about us racially. It doesn't. Because we oftentimes will think that we can defy any dress code, do whatever we want, say whatever we want, act however we want. But if we have money, then we should be excused from being completely and totally irresponsible. Every now and again, we get a wake-up call that shows sometimes our money isn't worth it, and that hurts us. Because there's one thing that black people can do and one thing that we know very, very well. We can't really change how people think of us as a culture and as a race, but we sure enough can make sure we have money in our pockets to at least psychologically for us, put ourselves on even keel with those who probably hate our guts. Here's the thing. Even if we have money and we spend money in their establishments, they still hate our guts. So all of this stuff was discussed today, or this week rather, on our various programs. But I also saw that we were talking about hip-hop in a very negative light, and I don't want to do that. It received some negative attention this week, and local media ran with it. So as I was mentioning very briefly a moment ago, we played a video clip of a local rapper. His name is Ishdar, and he was interviewed by CBS 58, our CBS affiliate here in Milwaukee, and they put this interview on the website, and they want a response from him as someone who was known on the local rap scene and someone who frequented the Hi-Hat, which is the establishment in question that came up with that list of banned hip-hop artists. But at the bottom of the list, it said in bold letters, no Milwaukee rap. And so when Ishdar gives this interview that was displayed on the CBS 58 website, he used profanity. Now, I know that's a very small thing to a lot of you. Now, obviously, they blurted it out. They beeped it out when they put the brief interview with Ishdar on their website. But it still showed a local Milwaukee hip-hop artist who was being targeted because their music is negative or they don't want Milwaukee rap played at this establishment. And the fact that he used profanity on a broadcast interview also, I believe, because if you're being victimized, you don't want to say anything or do anything that gives the people that are targeting you any ammo. But then he chimed in on the YouTube chat yesterday. He got very mad at me. And I wasn't going to argue with him because I'm not going to argue with someone who got upset that white people don't want to play his music, because I don't want to argue with someone who doesn't have anything to lose. And in my opinion, if you're mad that white people are not playing your music, that you don't really have anything to lose. I didn't want to go back and forth with the guy, but they told him prior to the interview, oh, no, no, you can use profanity. You can cuss. No, no, absolutely. Go ahead. Because I think that CBS 58 was also complicit in wanting to show hip-hop and hip-hop artists in a negative light. I know it's a very small thing for you all, but if someone is unfamiliar with this situation and they see a brief interview with a Milwaukee artist who's very angry and is the victim here because their music has essentially been ostracized from a playlist of an establishment that has been playing hip-hop for as far back as I can remember. But then if you're using profanity, it makes you look less favorable and hurts the case you're trying to plead. I said all that to say this. They're making hip-hop look like it's something negative. Now, obviously, there's negative aspects of it. There's parts of our culture that are, quite honestly, that are brutal, that are very misogynistic, that are exceptionally homophobic. You name it. Hip-hop will tell the story at some point with some artists of all the things that we don't like about our society, but that is also what we should appreciate about the genre. It tells you precisely the stream of consciousness of the artist, and for the people that live in communities and neighborhoods that are otherwise deemed less than credible, when you hear that less than credibility in the music, it actually adds a little bit of credibility to some of the stories that otherwise would go untold. I'm a fan of the genre. The genre was born roughly right about the same time I was. Hip hop is probably 52 years old. I am 51. I grew up with it. I've seen the many eras of it. I've seen its evolution. I've seen it reach the charts. I've seen hip hop cross over. I've seen as many white kids and Latin kids and Asian kids dance to hip hop or know the lyrics, even with the N-word. They even know the N-word lyrics. Probably should have a discussion about that, white people, because we know that you love Tupac very much. In fact, Run the Heels, of the 30th anniversary of his death. But when the N-word part comes up in a Tupac song, can we just go ahead and just silence ourselves? Can we beep that out? But it is a genre that has become damn near universal. And the clothing brands and the advertising and the endorsements, if your brand, much to the chagrin sometimes of the designer, of the curator of the brand, if your brand makes it into a hip-hop song, you are going to sell out. We create billionaires with this incredible genre. Probably about, it varies. I'd say about a third of the music that I play on my program is hip-hop. Another third is probably some form of the rhythm and the blues, better known as R&B. And then another third is just weird. I play weird stuff. I might play some Van Halen or Dire Straits. I might play the Moody Blues. I might play some Jimi Hendrix. I might play Jim Morrison and the Doors. But it is a genre that I love very much, and I don't want it to be portrayed in a negative light, because this particular bar on Brady Street has made a choice to omit these artists. Well, there's a story that appears today. It seems that CBS 58 is trying to redeem themselves, because I don't like how they set Ishtar up for that interview by telling him he could be profane in a story that already seeks to put a negative light on hip hop. And I hear some of you all as well. Some of you all think that the only hip hop that should exist, or the only hip hop that should be played, is what was being played back in our day, back in the formative years when hip hop was a baby. I think as time went on, hip hop got more honest. Because those artists from our day in the early 1980s, almost like not cartoonish, but just really simple themes about, let's have a good time and let's party. And I think at the time we needed upbeat, optimistic music, because the 1980s, the early 1980s for the black community were abysmal. Deindustrialization, crack was on its way, Reagan was president, inflation was high, the economy was dreadful, black male unemployment was through the roof. Don't push me, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. All of that made a lot of sense. But then you had the era of really fun music. I watched a documentary on the Fat Boys last night. You guys remember the Fat Boys? There was three people in the Fat Boys. They were all fat. One was fatter than the others, but they were all fat. Two of them were actually dead. Sad. But it was a less than honest genre at the time, because there were real struggles going on. Now, of course, those struggles became more prominent, more evident, and it made its way into the music. Hip-hop has often told the story of where a certain segment of the black community always is. And for that, it's important. And there are some people that dismiss it as a genre. They say it's not creative because they sample a lot of music. I'm going to tell you what sampling has done for those artists that you otherwise would never have heard of. I'm talking about geniuses. I'm talking about musical maestros that may not have gotten played on radio because of the race of the producer or the composer. Hip-hop brings all of that to life and has made some of those artists that produce some of those musics and those some of the beats and some of those samples that's used in hip-hop has made those unknown artists rich. And sometimes their estates have gotten rich because of our genre, and I'm very, very proud of that. So it's a very multifaceted, very, very complicated subject, but it also is one worthy of close examination, because hip-hop is our art form and a language that's not even native to us. We were forced to learn English to communicate with our oppressor, and we took that forced language and made it ours and created an art form that I would dare say is beautiful. That being said, there's a positive story about Milwaukee hip hop that appears via CBS58.com, and I want to share it with you. There's going to be a hip-hop concert coming up very, very soon. It's going to be held at a very unlikely place, but it's a place that also needs necessary attention from a younger cohort of Milwaukeeans who do pay attention to and listen to and fan out for Milwaukee hip-hop. The Concert's going to be at the Milwaukee Public Library. I'm going to give you some details on that when I come back. Oh, and also, please be warned.
Who am I if I'm not a warning system for all of you? They're out. They're here. The Jehovah's. Did you see any Jehovah's this morning? Well, you get here very early, Xavier, but man, they're in throngs. There's gaggles of them. There's packs of Jehovah's. The Milwaukee's under a takeover. They're all over the place. But no, they're not a violent sort. They're not. But if they confuse you for a door, expect to get pounded on. Got to take a break, come back, talk about a very positive story that is going to combine the art form of hip-hop with encouraging people to go to the Milwaukee Public Library and utilizing their many, sometimes unknown, services. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, be outside with it, feeling like I'm 03. Being gendered by the trying to expose you, not be. Trying to make hits and do skits, they ain't me. Man, it's 2022.
414 Big Frank. In fact, he is ending his national tour tomorrow night at the Rave. He's on a big national tour. I had to turn that down because I didn't. It says it's clean, but you never know. Sometimes they'll sneak a couple in on you. Had to make sure that that was a clean version because I know that the ears of the people that are listening are very sensitive. From CBS58.com. Next week, some of Milwaukee's biggest artists will bring people together and celebrate the local music scene. It comes just days after a Brady Street bar was widely criticized for a, quote, no playlist that leaked on social media, which many consider to be racist. Quote, I wish we'd be celebrating the city and celebrating hip-hop music and celebrating what we've got going on rather than everybody talking about it in a negative sense, said DJ Mondo, a Milwaukee-based DJ who regularly performs at Summerfest and other music venues. Mondo and his brother, music producer Sonny Lou, were disappointed to learn about the no playlist allegedly given to DJs at the Garage, a Milwaukee nightlife bar. Quote, as an establishment, you have the right to play whatever you want, but for me, it was just like a lazy, not thought out way of going about it, said Sonny Lou. The list circulating social media names dozens of mainstream black artists and specifies in bold, no Milwaukee rap. When we play it, everybody's just vibing, you know, said popular Milwaukee rapper 414 Big Frank. Everybody's having a good time, so it shouldn't be like that. And then there's a picture featured in the middle of the article here of 414 Big Frank. Looks like he is also with DJ Mondo is in this picture, and then two other gentlemen who I do not know. And they are at the Wisconsin State Capitol, actually. Maybe 414 Big Frank is there lobbying on behalf of his city. 414 Big Frank is headlining the Rave in Milwaukee tomorrow as the last stop of his current national tour. He tells CBS 58 his songs have been played at the Garage before. He goes on to say, it's just music. It should make you feel good. It should make you want to tap your feet. While you might not hear Frank at certain bars, one unique venue will host him for the very first time next Thursday. Dubbed the Library Show, the concert on September 3rd will feature live performances by 414 Big Frank, DJ Mondo, Sonny Lou, and more inside the Milwaukee Central Library's Rotunda. Ladies and gentlemen, I think this is a fantastic idea, and I'm going to get back to the details of the story in just a second. Because, you know, when I ask you all,
And I ask you frequently, what do we do? What do we need to create? What programs need to be offered so that the kids have something to do so that they can be productive? And as the weather starts to get warm, because I know that I do this every single year, because we always know the Milwaukee summers are going to be violent. We predict it every year, and guess what? We are correct. Even though the numbers are telling you, oh, homicides are down. Yeah, but a lot of people are getting shot, though. A lot of shootings. Some non-fatal, but the violence is prevalent. And also, the violence is looking different. Maybe homicides are down, but people are fighting all over the place. And it's being spread all over social media. So even if the incidences percentage-wise might be lower, we see them with the same frequency. And so we always talk about, what should we do? How do we get the kids involved? And here's one thing that I've learned after many years of asking my listenership of what we should do, what programs we should support. We are miserable at it. We're terrible at it. We look at our era and remember what we had and what we believed was successful. Also keep in mind, when you reminisce, it's always nostalgic. It was a bunch of crap going on too back in our day. Now, the difference is it wasn't all recorded on put on social media. But we look at whether it be sports. Y'all just love basketball leagues for some reason. What's another one that comes up all the time? Oh, roller skating. Nobody roller skates. But if you ask somebody over the age of 50, well, what should we do? We should make a bunch of nonprofits and put a bunch of skating rinks in them. Nobody wants to roller skate. You don't even roller skate anymore. But the things that we come up with are relics of the past, and you wonder why the youth are not responding. Something that we never would have thought of, if these kids are responding to hip-hop and if they look up to local Milwaukee hip-hop artists, because when you parse it down to its elements, hip-hop music, when done properly, is linguistic. It's grammar. It's rhyming schemes. It's conjunctions. It's onomatopoeia. It's alliteration. It is a literal kind of art. It is poetry. Poetry, literature, reading. Don't I always harp on how illiterate every goddamn body is and that our kids can't read? And if we can better connect what the kids are responding to, which obviously defies our understanding as old people, and if it's hip-hop music and you're having a concert in the public library, which I believe is probably underutilized, I think this is a match made in heaven, and kudos to the people that came up with it. Now, I can hear some of you saying, oh, Sherwin, that's a stupid idea. You're supposed to say it's a stupid idea because the ideas that you all have come up with, myself included, have also been stupid. So if the people that come up with a stupid idea is hear an idea and then think that that idea is stupid, then maybe that actually is the right idea in the first place. I did a little digging. Because that's what I do. I do research with a shovel. I swear, I dig in deep. When I found out how much money we spend every single year on the Milwaukee Public Library, all of their branches and all of the services that they offer, I immediately realized that they are dramatically underutilized. Dramatically. And they're giving away free library cards, too, for the people that go to the Milwaukee concert next week, Thursday, at the Milwaukee Public Library. So you can get a library card if you don't have one. I'll admit I haven't had a library card in probably 30 years. But, hell, I got the Internet. Every damn book that's ever written is on the Internet. But if we can encourage young people to go to the library, because back in the day, that was a safe space for us kids. My parents would drop me off at the library on Saturday mornings and pick me up in the afternoon. And I didn't mind. I mean, did I read a lot of books when I was there? We actually hung out at the damn library. That's some nerdy stuff, but guess what? We weren't shooting dope. We weren't breaking into houses and cars. We were at the library. The worst thing that we did at the library is maybe made a little too much noise. But it was a very social thing for us. In fact, it was very central to the community that I grew up in. As weird as that may sound, I don't even know what's central to communities anymore. It certainly ain't church. Not the library. Well, maybe it could be. Quote, the library show. The concert will be on September 3rd and will feature live performances by 414 Big Frank, DJ Mondo, Sonny Lou, and more.
inside the Milwaukee Central Library's rotunda. It's a message of solidarity, it's a message of positivity, and it's at the same time. Educational and promotion of literacy is making it all fun, said DJ Mondo. The Milwaukee Public Library has been planning the event alongside local label Run Along Forever and music event brand On What. They've been planning it for an entire year. And September is National Library Card Sign Up Month. Quotes, I think the biggest thing is, no matter what walk of life you come from, no matter what music you listen to, you're always welcome at the Milwaukee Public Library, said Joey McMahon, Milwaukee Public Library's research and policy coordinator. Every so often when the city of Milwaukee has got to face these austere measures and they have to shutter things and reduce budgets, I weep a little bit when we have to close a library, because that is a lost opportunity in a city where far too many people are functionally illiterate. That also signifies something about that community, about that city, that you have to prioritize things and you have to close libraries, which should be a central clearinghouse for information and for public meetings, etc. It's very, very sad. I'm very happy to see that all of these fragments and elements that we have just kind of floating around in isolation in our city, we have the youth and youth culture, you have hip-hop music, whether it be positive or negative, and you have libraries that are sometimes just hanging on from year to year because they're always on the chopping block when it comes to budget cuts. But to combine these forces, and maybe, just maybe, we make a small dent in what I will call an illiteracy crisis. I'll just give you one of many examples. The reason why voter turnout is so low, it's not just because people don't like the candidates, or, oh, I don't like the Democrats or the Republicans, or, oh, they're not going to do anything for me. I've come to find out over the years that people that can't read will say those things as an excuse because they can't read the ballot. Because we're not going to challenge anybody that says, oh, well, you know, the Democrats are corrupt and the Republicans are corrupt. Like, if somebody says that, I'm like, yo, you're correct. Now, I also take offense when people don't vote, but if someone has that stance, because folks that don't vote because they can't read the ballot will be very well rehearsed on how bad the Democrats and the Republicans are, right? You can say, oh, Obama didn't do anything, and Kamala Harris sucked, and Joe Biden was sleepy, and Donald Trump is starting wars and ripping off the American people. I'm like, okay, fair enough. But a lot of times people hide behind the fact that they're not literate. So I think this is a fantastic idea. I think it brings together local Milwaukee artists. I think it will hopefully promote the Milwaukee Public Library. We spend $33 million every single year on the Milwaukee Public Library system. That's a shocking amount of money. And the reason why I think that's such a shocking amount of money, because I can't tell you the last time I went to a Milwaukee Public Library for anything. It certainly wasn't for a book. It was probably because there was a meeting there, or maybe it was an early voting site that was likely. So think about that. We're spending $33 million on a series of buildings and the services that they offer. And I'd be willing to bet the majority of you listening to me right now have probably not been to a library in the last 12 months, in the last 5 years even. And we're spending a lot of money on these libraries. But to get the youth back in the doors of what I consider safe spaces for them and places of information and research and intellect, you can go get on the computers there. They have different little programs that they host at the library, and then bringing the Milwaukee hip-hop element to it, I think it's a fantastic idea and certainly one that we never came up with. I'm going to take a break. We'll come back. I want to give you guys a little perspective and name a few other much more common, much more utilized City of Milwaukee services that we are way more familiar with, like almost intimately, that spend just as much money as the library. So I want to put this into perspective. We spend a lot of money on the library, lots. And I think it's time that it gets better utilized. You're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Make sure you find us on the YouTube. Oh, also, got a YouTube poll going on. We're not going to get to that topic. Not for a little bit. We'll get to it fairly soon. I want to know, what is your preferred method of payment? Do you use your debit card for everything? Everything you buy, you go to the store, buy your groceries, pay your bills,
use your debit card or do you use your credit card?
Literally charging it to the game. You use your credit card. Is that your preferred method of payment? Now, it's very easy in modern society to use either because a lot of places are cashless. And that brings us to our third option. You know, cash still rules. Now, I don't care what you say. You can try and go cashless all you want to. It's always going to be that old school person who got a big old fat knot of money. I'll be honest with you. It's still impressive. Somebody pulls out a big fat bankroll. There's something about that. That's sexy to me. I like cash. Now, it's inconvenient. You can get robbed. You can lose it. I have the tendency to spend cash a little fast. If I know I got $100 in cash in my pocket, I'm going to look for the first thing that I can find that costs exactly $100. I don't know why I do it. I just do. So are you a cash person? Are you a credit card person? Are you a debit card person? Now, most of you probably use a mix of three, but what would you say is your preferred method of payment? That is our YouTube poll question of the day. So if you go to YouTube.com or open up your YouTube app from your smartphone or other mobile device, search 1017 The Truth, hit subscribe. You're going to be delighted with what you see. First and foremost, you'll see the in-studio camera of the current show that is broadcasting live. You'll also be able to participate in our very salacious, and I would say it's flooded with MILFs and cougars, our YouTube chat. It's a cougar lake. It's a cougar reservoir. It's a cougar dam. We should name a city in Wisconsin called Cougar Dam. And you'll also be able to vote on our YouTube poll once you subscribe to 1017 The Truth. Your preferred method of payment. We're going to talk about money a little bit later on in the program. So right now I'm going to take a little pause, come back, and illustrate how important and how much the city of Milwaukee prioritizes the library based upon other expenditures that our tax money goes to. You can only find this stuff on The Truth with Sherwin Hughes, exclusively on 1017 The Truth. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's a beautiful, fun thing that's like the exact opposite of what other folks decided to do, talking about this local Milwaukee hip-hop show concert that's going to be held at the Milwaukee Public Library, bringing together local artists and city of Milwaukee residents, hopefully youth, that might have an opportunity to rediscover the Milwaukee Public Library. Quote, I just hope that people come here and that they see that Milwaukee music isn't scary. It's just this great community-based thing, said Nolan Busalaki, the founder of Run Along Forever. The artists hope to send a message that Milwaukee's music scene is all about fun with community at its core. Ladies and gentlemen, this is precisely how we would want people who create a genre of music that have been demonized, right? Think about the positivity that's coming out of this, right? So the Garage says, hey, no hip-hop artists, these 40 national artists can't be played, and then no Milwaukee rap. And then what are the Milwaukee artists doing? They're going to the library to do a free show. That's the whole point, ladies and gentlemen. Instead of all of you getting mad and arguing and fighting, you know, for the Garage to change their rules and no, this isn't fair. Please play our music. Please, please, please. There are other artists like, you know what? Screw them. We'll have a free show and showcase our music on our terms and get people into the library. Like, this is exactly what we want to happen. And I have discussed it ad nauseum this week that the city of Milwaukee, when these establishments are owned by Caucasian folks, Black people are just tolerated. Our art, our music is just tolerated.
And at any point in time, that tolerance can run out. And we got to get this out of our heads that if we're spending money, that they should allow us. They have an obligation to us. No, it doesn't. I don't know what y'all think money is, but it's not the equalizer that you think. Some of us believe that if we become extremely successful and us, we work so hard that we can overcome racism and prejudice and the generalizations and the stereotypes. Do you know what you are to some of those people? And I hate to break it to you. Like, they keep telling us that this is how they think about us, but we don't believe. We think, well, I just need more money. If I have more money, then they're going to see me as equal to them. No, you know what you're going to be? You're going to be a nigger with money. That's exactly what you are. Not better, not more accepted, not more like them. They're still not inviting you to their barbecues. Still. And so if they are saying, and I know it's very upsetting for folks because it's hard to find a good place that you like to go to where you can feel comfortable. Maybe you've met a bunch of friends there. It's a whole vibe. And then you come to find out that they never wanted you there in the first place, or they take chicken wings off of the menu. Y'all, when somebody shows you who they are, please believe them. It's the best advice I could ever give any human being. Even when we're dealing with like people, like in a relationship, somebody will say something or do something that is wholly disrespectful, something that you should not ever accept. They're telling you who the hell they are. Hell, if you don't text me back, we ain't talking no more. That's how I keep it. If I text you, the clock is ticking. Because you are showing me that maybe you're just too busy, you have other things going on, and if you don't prioritize responding to me, I'm not even going to be mad at you, but I will go to a place where I can be a priority. Like right here on 101.7 The Truth. They prioritize me here. I'm prioritized so much, I get emails at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, Sundays. I got an email, I don't know, maybe last night. And then I got an email this morning in response to the email last night. Let me be clear. I did not read the email last night. And then somebody had sent me a text message. Oh, Sherwin, I'm so sorry about the information that was communicated in that email last night. I sent another email to clarify. We're going to do some things starting on this date and that date. And I sent a message back to the person. I didn't read none of the damn emails anyway, so you ain't got to apologize to me. Get a lot of emails. But go where you're prioritized. I can't exactly name any off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's a lot of businesses that absolutely would like the black dollar or want black people and want black customers. I'm sure there's probably a Latino, Hispanic, Asian business, not just wanting our money, but welcoming who we are as people. I would say black-owned businesses, but we don't really support black-owned businesses. Can we have that conversation, or y'all not ready for that? I think it's a cute thing to say. I'm not going to support a business just because it's black-owned. I'm going to support a business because I like it. They got to be nice to me, too, though. Our service goes a long way. If it's a restaurant, I mean, obviously I want the food to be good. But if the food is so-so, but they make me feel comfortable and the service is consistent, then I'll go back to the rest. I don't care who owns it. Hi, Sherwin. Welcome back. We missed you. Here, I got your favorite table for you. I like that. If it's black owned and it does that, fantastic. If it's owned by small Korean people, if it's owned by Jehovah's Witnesses, do Jehovah's own restaurants? Please forgive me. I'm learning, everybody. I'm not perfect, which you clearly all know. But I keep getting them confused with Mormons. They're not the same. If you look at how they're dressed, oh, come downtown today. They're in gaggles. They're roaming. They're like platoons. They're roaming battalions of Jehovah's.
Should I try to get some interviews this weekend?
Oh, God, please do. I would love that if you got you a Jehovah.
I'll try to get a couple.
So I'm coming in this morning, and the Jehovah's get up early because I get here at 7 a.m. And I saw throngs, and I saw gaggles of them, roving battalions of Jehovah's. Some of the women are exceptionally attractive. Like, I was like, no way. You're a Jehovah? Huh. I didn't know that they made them like that. I've seen some thick Jehovah's.
They drink alcohol?
Good question. We'll probably know shortly because the bar here at the 3rd Street Market Hall opens up at 11.
Yeah, I'll see if a few of them want to get a couple drinks this weekend.
Xavier, don't get a Jehovah drunk, because then she might decide she wants to leave the life and live with you. You got to be careful with them, because she might see the other side. Say, oh, I want to be with you, Xavier. I don't want to be a Jehovah no more.
Have you ever heard of Rumspringer?
No, what's that?
Well, that's what the, what are those people called? Those, they're not the Mormons. They're the people with the hats they sell. Oh,
the people with the hats.
You said what?
The people with the hats. Are they a religion?
Yeah, yeah, the, with the straw hats, you know, they're out in the
country. Oh, the Mennonites Amish. And the Amish, yeah.
Yeah, so Rumspringer is a thing they do every year where, you know, you're a teenager and you, not every year, but, well, they do it every year, but, you know, only a, you have to be a certain age to get the Rumspringer or whatever, but you get to venture out into the world and see if you want to still be an Amish person.
I think they had a reality TV show based on that, didn't
yep.
they? Okay, I'm familiar with it. You know when Amish children, no, I shouldn't call them children, when Amish teenagers date, you know what they do on Sundays after church? The boys and the girls, they sleep together. Like, they sleep together. Not sex, but they sleep in the same bed and they talk. So they talk. I'm not kidding you. That's how they date. Like, they don't go to the movies. They don't have, I don't even know if they have electricity. They still have horses and buggies. But, like, the boy will come over and they'll go in the bedroom and they'll talk. That's dating. And then they'll go to sleep, but they can't hump. Wouldn't have worked with me.
Yeah, I'm sure some of them do hump.
I bet you they do. Then there's this other thing that the Mormons do, because technically they're barred from having this. You got to know what I'm talking about. There's a name for it. It's where you, I can't explain it on the radio. It's too vulgar. Where they have other people shake the bed. You know what I'm talking about?
No, but I'm nodding my head.
Damn
and
it.
I'm.
Some of y'all got it. So I can't. It's like a cheat code for having sex.
This oh, where they do it through the sheet.
No, there's insertion, but the man and the woman, they don't move. OK, so there's no motion. But then there's other people in the room that shake the mattress on their behalf to simulate the motion of the man and the woman. So technically they're copulating. But they're not in motion. They have other people shake the bed. I'm not kidding you. It's a real thing. We got to take a break because this show can't drift this early. I still have other topics. I got to talk about money and cash. And I want to talk about why you're getting so many spam calls lately. I don't know if you guys are seeing an uptick in the spam calls. They're farming our telephone numbers. Some days I answer them just because I'm bored. I was like, fine. Ramesh Kapoor, I'll talk to you.
Oh, yeah, that's some of my favorite things I do. I like to answer the phone with the Indian person, and I can't say it on the air.
No, you can't. That's, you were about to. You had that look on your face where some racist was about to come out. I know what that look looks like. Right when some racist on the tip of your tongue, because I know I make that look myself. Let's take a break, come back. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be back shortly.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Local Milwaukee hip-hop artist will be performing a live show totally free on September 3rd at 6:30 p.m. There will also be food trucks on site. Got to have a food truck. Didn't really have a lot of food trucks back in the day. Now, fast food ain't fast enough. Now we need food on wheels. There will be food trucks on site along with library card sign-up stations. Special edition Run-Along Forever library cards will also be available. The first 50 attendees to sign up or renew their library card will get a free lineup T-shirt. I think this is a wonderful idea, one that we never came up with. We're local hip-hop artists who have essentially been banned from a particular bar, a venue on Brady Street. They're saying, well, screw it. We're going to
collaborate with the Milwaukee Public Library and do a free show here. All are welcome. We're going to give away library cards and hopefully get people into the library, especially young people that otherwise would have no reason to go. I think this is a genius idea. It took something negative like banning these hip hop artists and then turning it into something positive where they now are going to provide a free show. And if you are unfamiliar with Milwaukee rap, or maybe you think it's probably terrible and vulgar, here's an opportunity for you to go and check it out and get a library card. And if you're one of the first 50 people, you get a free T-shirt. People love free T-shirts. People will take a free T-shirt that says anything on it as long as it's free. So I'm very glad that this is taking place at the Milwaukee Public Library. And I'm also glad that the city of Milwaukee places a very, very high priority on libraries. Now, we've had a number of them that have closed over the years because they certainly were underutilized. But we have to find new ways to keep these libraries open. You know what else is a really good use of the library? They get people to go in them that otherwise wouldn't, using them as early voting sites. Now, it doesn't guarantee that someone's going to go back to the library and check out a book or get any reference materials, but just getting people in the door a lot of times is half the battle. So I think that's another great utilization of the space that we spend a lot of money on in the city of Milwaukee. It is a very large budget allocation. Milwaukee Public Library is not a tiny line item, so I've got an article here that outlines exactly how much money the city of Milwaukee spends on a variety of services. This is why your taxes are so much. Well, and, of course, MPS. In the city of Milwaukee's 2026 adopted operating budget, the library received $33,650,000. That puts it in the same general financial neighborhood as several highly visible city functions. So I'm going to give you the names and the details of other city departments that the city of Milwaukee itself and the Common Council and the mayor prioritize just as much as the library. 911 emergency communications is funded at $27.17 million. The library actually gets $6 million more than 911. Every 911 call, police, fire, and medical dispatch is funded through that $27.17 million budget allocation. The whole Department of Neighborhood Services, a very important city department, they're only getting $25.88 million. That's $7.7 million less than the library. That's all the building inspections, all of the code enforcement of all of the buildings, and investigating and condemning nuisance properties. The library gets a higher funding allocation than that. The library in the city of Milwaukee gets a higher funding allocation than the city of Milwaukee Health Department. They receive $22,680,000. The library gets almost $11 million more than the damn health department. And they are in charge of, the health department is, public health, lead remediation, lead pipes, lead paint, taking lead out of schools, food inspection, and disease control. Those are some of the core functions of the city of Milwaukee Health Department, and the library is prioritized, at least budget-wise, even higher than the health department. The entire city of Milwaukee Parking and Transportation Fund, while it's a little bit more than the library, it's still in the ballpark, $38.32 million. But that makes a lot of sense because having a well-funded parking enforcement arm of the city, because that brings revenue in. Several of y'all got unpaid parking tickets right now. Pay your tickets, or they'll, what do they do if you don't pay your tickets? Kill you? Take your, murder you? They'll kick you out of the city? Do you get evicted from Milwaukee if you don't pay your tickets? What happens?
I think they make your license plates, like, bad.
Oh, yeah, they can. You can't re-register your vehicle. Parking enforcement alone is $15.02 million. The whole snow and ice removal, so snow removal, because, you know, wintertime, $15 million for that. So the library has double the money in their budget than we spend on removing all the snow and ice. I might argue we probably should increase that snow and ice removal budget just a little taste. And also, street lighting capital program, all of our street lights across the city is funded at $11.9 million. The library gets $33 million. Glad to see local hip-hop coming together with the Milwaukee Public Library to promote the many services that they have. The show is going to be on September 3rd. It's going to start at 6:30, and you can get a free library card. And also, meet 414 Big Frank. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be back for Hour 2.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.